Hey, this is Matthew Glanfield, Chief Instructor for the BBO Traffic Series. And this is our traffic call number one, and we will be discussing how to get more traffic through JV partners and through affiliates, and how you can just supercharge your traffic that way. This is one of my favorite methods, which is why it's the first one we're going to talk about, although we will be talking about other powerful methods as well throughout this series. But I just want everybody to really open their mind and listen to the things that you're going to learn today, because they can really make a huge difference with everything that you do with your traffic generation. In fact, this is fundamental for anybody who wants to run a business on the Internet. And even not on the Internet, it's a good way to run business as well, finding other partners with people who are established that can help you, or people that can help you move, that have skills that you don't have or have assets that you don't have. So this is going to be very useful for you in those situations. Okay, so let's get started. The first thing I want to talk about is two different types of JV partners. Let's just define really quickly what a JV partner is. A JV is short form for joint venture, and it's become a very common phrase in the internet marketing realm, especially in the internet marketing niche. Now, it's still important. This strategy, I'll tell you right up front, is something that'll work in any niche. There's a couple little things that I'm going to suggest that'll only work in the internet marketing niche, but they're very minor. And there are things that you don't have to do. And in fact, if you're not in the internet marketing niche, I will advise you not to do certain strategies. However, this is a fundamental principle of building a business on the internet, no matter what market you are in. Like I said before, I started another business completely outside the internet marketing niche. It doesn't teach people how to make money at all. We just sell physical products. And yet, JV partners are going to be a fundamental source of traffic for us, and already are. They already are a fundamental source of traffic for our website. So you don't have to think about this as the typical, oh, you get a bunch of people together and you do a product launch. That is not what I am referring to. We're talking about true joint venture partners, people that benefit your business, you benefit their business, and you grow together. So there's two types of joint venture partners that we typically talk about. The first are what I just like to call affiliates. Affiliates are joint venture partners. They are promoting for you, they're promoting your product, and they may have a big list, they may have a small list, they might have no list, they might just be doing AdWords. They're usually specialists in one type of traffic. Sometimes they're just beginners and they're not really specialists at all, especially in the internet marketing niche. But generally, affiliates individually don't bring you a lot of traffic or a lot of sales, and you don't even normally communicate with them one-on-one. I have thousands of affiliates who promote my products, so I obviously can't communicate with them individually. I pretty much have as many affiliates as I have customers, not because my customers are affiliates, but just because over the years we've recruited a lot of affiliates. You don't normally talk with them one-on-one, but as a whole, as a group, they can make a difference, although it's usually only a small percentage that do, maybe 5, 10, 15, or 20% of them that make the majority of your sales. And that goes with the normal 80-20 rule. 20% of your efforts create 80% of your results. Well, I would say around 20% of your affiliates create 99% of your results. So you just have to remember that with all the affiliates that you'll be getting, a lot of them won't make you any money. First and foremost, because they don't really try to, and second is because they don't know how to. So obviously they need to be trained, and that's a very important element. The other type of JV partner is just a true JV partner. When you hear most marketers talk about joint venture partners, this is what they're talking about. They're talking about people that individually can make a difference, and sometimes a huge difference. Sometimes it's a matter of list size. An affiliate might only have a list of a couple thousand, while a joint venture partner has tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands, but that's not always the case. Some of my joint venture partners when I started out had lists of only hundreds of people. But joint venture partners, the true ones, are ones that you will work closely with. They're people that you will know, most likely talk on the phone with, maybe even meet at seminars, and you will do things out of the ordinary for them to try to help them succeed, and in turn they help you succeed. So the question is, which type should you focus your efforts on, affiliate or JV partners? And the answer is both. You need both in order to succeed. You need affiliates to be able to just bring in those constant sales, even if there's not a lot of them, but they're still constant. And you also need joint venture partners to really boost your expertise status and also to boost your traffic and your sales in different times, especially when you're doing product launches, which is not always necessary in order to use joint venture partners. The other nice thing about affiliates, which we'll talk about later on in a different call when we talk about search engine optimization, is links to your website. Your affiliate links, if you have a built-in affiliate program and not using something like ClickBank, the affiliate links can increase your search engine optimization or search engine ranking. Because we know that, or at least I've talked about this in the past, that in order to get good at search engine results, you need to have good content and links to your website. Well, affiliate links can count if done properly, and we will talk about that in the search engine optimization call, how you can make sure that your affiliate links are making a difference and are adding to your search engine ranking. So affiliates are great for that, because even if they don't make any sales, at least you get a link to your website. So if you tell your affiliates, you give them a tool saying, here's a blog post, here's a blog review, and 100 of them go out and post it on their blog, well, that's 100 links to your website. Some of those are going to stick. Some of those are going to be good for the search engine, especially if your affiliate link is crafted properly. But I'm not going to go into more details about that right now, but just remember that that is a huge benefit of having affiliate partners or having a lot of affiliates. Whereas joint venture partners, you're going to have fewer of them, so you're not going to be getting hundreds or thousands of links from them. So you need both. You want a great affiliate program that will pull in more affiliates, and you also need to put in the creativity that is necessary to pull in joint venture partners. Now let's talk about affiliates just for a moment. What makes a great affiliate program? Obviously, you need to have your own product in order to have an affiliate program. So that's the first thing. You need to have a product that you are selling. Well, what makes a great affiliate program is you give them as much in a commission as you can afford to and still remain profitable and still make it worth your while. Minimum of 40 or 50% is usually required for information products. And then for physical products, you usually see around 10 or 15% because there's a lower profit margin. But you also need to provide them with all sorts of tools. You need to give them pre-written emails, at least two or three of them. You should write a couple articles that you give them permission to reproduce and even change as long as they continue promoting your product. You can give them blog reviews. You can give them banner ads. You can write Google ads for them and even give them the keywords that they can use and a list of negative keywords to put in their campaigns. We'll be talking about all of that in our Google AdWords call. So you can do all sorts of these tools for your affiliates. And the reason that you want to do this is that you want to make it as easy as you can for them to promote your website. And also, like I said before, you're not just going to gain more sales, you are going to gain more links to your website. So by having all these different blog reviews, that really helps, and articles, that really helps as well. But give them as much as you can. They're really good affiliates, don't need any of them. They'll be able to write their own AdWords, write their own reviews, and they know what to do. But you want to provide as much of that content as you can. I don't want to dwell on that too much because I don't want to go into the details of how to run a great affiliate program. That's something that you can learn in a different course. I want to talk about how to get you lots of traffic. Running a great affiliate program can get you lots of traffic, but it more has other benefits, that just like I was mentioning before. But let's concentrate on what's going to get you more traffic. And so that'll be through using your affiliates properly, but also through your joint venture partners. So there's two main approaches. This is talking about joint venture partners in a sense. There's two main approaches to going after joint venture partners. There's the typical one. Well, I mean, I shouldn't say typical. I should say one that you should be doing and one that I do teach you to do is that you go after marketers around your size. And when I say size, and I put that in quotation marks, I mean list size. For example, if you have a list of zero, you want to be going for marketers who have lists between 0 and 1,000. Obviously, zero is not going to help you out too much, so go for around 500 to 1,000 because they're going to be new in the market and they're going to be much more willing to work with you. If you have a list of 1,000 people, go for people with 1 to 3 or 4,000. If you have a list of 5,000, go for 10 to 20,000. You'll be surprised how much you can leverage the size of your list. If you get up to 10,000, go for people with 100,000. And so on and so forth. Don't be afraid to go after ones that are a little higher than where you're at, because if you can help them out, if you have a list of 1,000, a person with a list size of 2,000 is going to look at that as something valuable because they only have 1,000 more than you. So why not work with you and help each other build more traffic and build more on your list? So going for marketers around your size is something that you should always be doing. You must always be doing. That's how I started out. I started out by approaching people who were around the same size or a little bit bigger, sometimes smaller, because you know what? Even somebody with a few hundred subscribers can make a difference when you're first starting out. The other approach, which sometimes people think they need to do in order to make this successful, is to go after what I call the big fish. And the big fish, I call those people that have like 50 to 100 or 200 or 500,000 people on their list. They're huge. If you can get one email from that person, you know that you're going to make tons of money. I had a big fish, in quotation marks again, promote for me in my first year, and his name is Mike Filsaime. He sent an email out to his list, and I think we made over $18,000 of sales. This is just for a $47 product, so it's not even something that was that expensive. $18,000 of sales, and I paid him 50% commission. So you, right there, you know that that one email that he sent out made me $9,000. Plus, it got me a flood of new affiliates. Plus, it got me recognition in the internet marketing niche. And it got me new partners, not just affiliates, but new JV partners. And all sorts of other great things happened because of that. So the work that you do, if you get one big fish, as I'll continue to call them, to do something for you, it can make all the difference in the world for your business. But they're obviously harder to get. If you have a list of zero people, you approach somebody with a list of 500,000 people and say, hey, let's work together. They're going to look at you and think in their mind, well, why? What's the point? What do you really have to offer me that'll be of any value? You have a list of zero people. That's the first thing they're going to look at. And you know that. You probably experienced this already. You probably even had this fear. How am I supposed to approach these people when I don't even have a list? What am I supposed to say to them? Well, the safe thing would be just for go after marketers who have just a slightly larger list than you. But if you want to make a real difference in your business, you're going to want to go after the big fish as well. You need to do both of these because it can be a bit more tricky to get somebody to agree that has a huge list. But why did Mike Filsaime agree to promote my product? It's because I had a huge list. No. I think my list size was around 5,000 at that point. 5,000? And he had a list size of 300,000. Obviously, that wasn't someone around my size. So how did I get him to promote? If you want to find that out, I'll talk about that close to the end of the call. How did I get Mike Filsaime to promote? And I'll answer that at the end of the call. But by the end of the call, you'll probably figure out your own ways to get your own Mike Filsaime to promote your product for you, or whoever is the big marketers in your niche, whatever that market might be. And we're going to talk about that throughout this call, because we're going to talk about how to go after marketers around your own size, but what I'm really excited about talking to you about is how you can actually get the big fish to promote for you, even though you're just starting out, even if you have a no list. And even, I'll even show you a method, if you have no product, all you have is a squeeze page and you're promoting some affiliate products, I can even show you how to get people to promote that. And I'm not talking about just people with 500 or 1,000 people on their list that you're going to do an autoresponder swap with. I'm talking about real promotions that will add thousands of people to your list. That's the other benefit that I got from Mike promoting. I added a few thousand new people to my list. It almost pretty much doubled my list size from that one email. And it was just one email that he sent out. That was it. So the question is presented then, do you need your own product in order to really use joint venture partners? Because some people are just starting out. They might have a blog. You might just have a blog where you post stuff and you make money from affiliate marketing. You might have a squeeze page that you've just created. If you follow my traffic formula course, the first thing I tell you to do is find your market and then create a squeeze page. Don't create a product first, not in your first month. You should create one as soon as possible, but you still don't necessarily have to have one in order to start recruiting JV partners. So do you really need a product? Well, the answer is yes and no. Yes, you need a product if you want to have an affiliate program. So you can't really get affiliates unless you have an affiliate program. That just makes sense. And it's also good to have a product because you can offer more value to your partners. And when they promote you in return for you doing something for them, you can also offer commissions. Whereas if it was just a squeeze page, there isn't really much to offer them except whatever you can offer them in return. And it also gives you a higher perceived expert status when you have your own ebook or have your own course. That makes you the expert in that subject, especially if you can prove it on your sales page, why you are the expert. You give them some sort of stats or testimonials, whatever it might be. It gives you a perceived expert status. So having a product can only do good for your business. In fact, I strongly recommend that you do create your own product as soon as possible. But the other side of that is, no, you don't need your own product if you are willing to be creative and if you have something else of value to offer. And I'm going to talk about this a little later. I don't want to go into it more right now because I'm going to assume for this next part of the call that you do have a product or you will be creating a product, because to be honest, you should. Even if you don't have a product right now, you should, within the next month or two, create and have your own product. In fact, I would make that a challenge to anybody right now who does not have a product. And even if you don't have a market, you don't know what market you're going to sell to, figure out your market, create a product within the next 2 months. No longer. If it takes you more than 60 days, you're taking too long. You're writing too much. You're thinking about it too much. Just get something done and get something out there. 2 months. Write that down as a goal. If you don't have a product yet, create one within 2 months, because what's the point of getting traffic if you don't already have a product to sell? Really. If, sure, you can do affiliate marketing, but you're not going to make six figures or seven figures purely from affiliate marketing. You need the synergy of affiliate marketing and marketing your own products. You need that put together. So we're going to assume that you have a product at this point. So the question is, where do you find joint venture partners? It's great that we're talking about recruiting them, but where do you get them? Well, let's break it down again according to the two types of joint venture partners. The first type is, of course, the affiliate. Where do you get affiliates from? Well, the first one, and this only works if you're in the internet marketing niche, is your own customers. In fact, that's a great advantage of being in the internet marketing niche, although I'm not trying to convince you to join that niche because there's lots of disadvantages as well. But one of the advantages is that every single one of your customers is potentially an affiliate because they're being taught at internet marketing, so they can apply some of the traffic techniques, post something on their blog or whatever. Most likely they have a website. Most likely they might have some sort of list, no matter how small it might be, or at least are trying to build one. And therefore, they could make a good affiliate. Because a good affiliate is just somebody who will actively promote. Doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to make any sales for you. They can at least get links to your website. This works really well. One of my websites, Affiliate Marketing Formula, one of my first websites, has grown by leaps and bounds just by converting all the customers into affiliates. You know, somebody joins the program, they enter the members area, and the first thing they see is, hey, you're here now, you can get the content, but why not share this with your list or promote this on your blog or something to make some money. So that's easy to do. But you don't want to do that if you are not in the internet marketing niche. If you're in the health and fitness niche and somebody buys a health ebook from you and they enter the members area and you're saying, step one, read the ebook. Step two, promote the ebook to your list. They're going to look at that and be like, what? This is just some sort of scheme where you're trying to make money by getting me to promote the product that is bought from you. They won't understand how affiliate programs work, so they're going to look at it as some sort of scam, as some sort of pyramid scheme or some sort of Ponzi scheme or something like that. You want to steer far away from that and separate your customers from your affiliates. Some of your customers may become affiliates. If an internet marketer is off promoting health products and he's interested in, and he sees your product and he thinks, hey, that's a great product because he's interested in that niche and he buys it and he likes it, then he might become an affiliate, but it still needs to be kept separate and he will know how to become an affiliate. They'll be able to figure it out. They'll be able to find the affiliate link on the bottom of your sales page that says, you know, sign up to be an affiliate. They'll find that. People know how to become an affiliate of a program. As long as you can put the link somewhere on your website, then they'll be able to do that. So you don't have to worry about that so much. So drawing from your own customer base as affiliates only works in the internet marketing niche. So be careful if you're outside of it. I would highly suggest that you don't use that. Putting that one aside, then, let's pretend that you're not able to use that at all. Another place that you can go is simply Google. And what you do is you just run searches on keyword phrases in your market and start contacting the website owners. You might think to yourself, oh, man, that sounds really drab. Well, it is. It's not the greatest job in the world to go to Google and just start contacting people randomly saying, hey, I'll offer you 50% commission if you market this. So you can always hire somebody to do it. Hire an assistant who will just work 1 or 2 days a week, or sorry, 1 or 2 hours a day. And just looking at Google and just, you know, you can just outsource it. Outsource it to somebody in India or the Philippines, you know, somebody who will do it for cheap. And just contact these people. The idea is that you're contacting them en masse and trying to get as many affiliates signed up as you can. It's slightly effective, sometimes ineffective, and sometimes very effective. But it works. It's a great place to look. Affiliate networks are another great place, where you can go to some place like clickbank.com or cj.com and go to all these programs that are selling products, and they most likely have their own list. So you can go to them, approach them as affiliates. They also work as JV partners, but we'll get into that in a moment. Another way that you can do this, and I just have to check to make sure that the link is up before I tell you this. Okay, the link's not up yet, but I will give it later on. is you can use specialized software to do competitive analysis to find out who promotes your competition. And so what you do is you go and you find an ebook. This works mostly for ClickBank, at least this piece of software. There might be other pieces of software that do this. But what you do is you go out and you find a competing product in ClickBank, and you can use this software, which will be in the resource section, so you can check there. Use this software, and what it will do is it will find all the affiliates who promote that product. Yeah, maybe not all of them, but most of them. And you can use that list and start contacting those people one by one because, hey, if they promote that product, offer them something a little better. His product goes for $47, so does yours. He offers 50% commission. Why not offer 60? Say, hey, I'll give you 60% commission to promote this product. And they could even promote it as well as the other one. You don't really care. You just want more links. You want more affiliates. That can work as well. Another great place is getting involved in communities, like forums. And just becoming a part of those communities, you'll find new affiliate opportunities right there and new partners. Now, once again, these methods are going to work in any niche, except for, of course, turning your customers into affiliates. That only works in the internet marketing niche. And it's a lot of work to recruit affiliates. I'm not going to lie here. It's a lot of work for you to do that. So I suggest outsourcing it and getting somebody else to do it. If you don't have a lot of money to outsource, then what you should do instead is focus on JV partners. Because affiliates are great for long-term success. JV partners are key to getting those bursts of traffic and the bursts of revenue. So that's what you should be focusing on. If you have a bit of money to hire somebody and outsource it, then do that instead. Don't go recruiting affiliates on your own. Pass on this information to them. Say, hey, use Google, run searches. Hey, use affiliate networks. Hey, use this piece of software. Go on forums, look for people who are promoting things, and contact them. And the goal is to contact tons of them, hundreds of them. And then whoever you've outsourced it to, they can even manage them. They could be an affiliate manager of sorts. So the other question would then be, well, where do you find real JV partners then? Not just affiliates, but ones who will make a difference. Well, it works the same way as affiliates, except that you actually do something different. You find that person rather than just saying, hey, here's my product and here's a commission that I'm going to offer you. You do something extra for them. You say, hey, I'd like to work with you. Let's do a teleseminar together. Or, hey, I'd like to work with you. Let's do this. Or, hey, I'd like to promote your product first. If you have a bit of a list, do something for them first. And we'll get into that in just a moment. So the same methods that you've used to find affiliates, you can use to find JV partners, except there's one extra one that is very useful, and that is seminars. And this doesn't just work in the internet marketing niche. It works in pretty much any niche, that you go and attend live seminars in the industry that you're in. Now, you'll have to be very careful. You don't want to go around pitching things, like giving them business cards galore to try recruiting JV partners. You want to go there, listen to the speakers. You want to see who else is promoting to those people and hook up with them and go out to lunch with them, go to dinner with them, pay for lunch, pay for dinner, you know, offer to take them out for those meals, and then build that relationship with them. Seminars are a great place to really find JV partners. If you can afford to go to them, if they're local to you, then that's excellent. If you can't afford to go to them, that's okay. You don't have to do that in order to get your JV partners, but it will help to boost that. And check to see if we have any questions. We got a question. How do you know how many people have on their list? And then there's a second question. Can you buy lists? The answer to that question is you don't. You can ask them, but you don't really know. That doesn't really matter. You just contact somebody who looks like they're around the same size as you. Their website seems relatively new or seems older. Maybe they'll actually tell you the size of their list. If you actually contact them and ask them about advertising in their list, they might disclose the information. Do whatever you can. Sometimes you don't, but that's okay. If you contact somebody and say, hey, let's do some work together, and they reply and say, I have 150,000 people on my list. Why would I want to do business with you? Then that's obviously they're just told you the size of your list. Now, hopefully that's not the kind of responses that you get, but occasionally you do get those kind of people. Second question, can you buy lists? Don't. Do not bother. It's a waste of money, no matter how big the list. You could buy a list of the entire world, and it would still be useless because you don't have a relationship with that list. So if you want to buy a list, go and buy a phone book. That's a huge list. It's an enormous list of people. But, you know, you try calling them and selling them something, and it's not going to work. You need to build a relationship. Don't bother with buying lists. Now, that doesn't mean co-registration can't work, but I'm not going to be getting into that because I've meddled around with it a bit, but I haven't done it enough in order to really see how well it works. I'm not going to talk about co-registration in this series at all. So this leads me to my next point. What is the best way to approach JV partners? Big, small, medium, whatever. The best way to approach them is to simply ask yourself this question, or even ask them this question. And it is this, and you should write this down. This is a very important question when working with partners. How can I help you succeed? So write that down. How can I help you succeed? And that's how it should be. You should think about how you can help them before how they can help you. Of course, you want to make sure that they can help you. Otherwise, why spend all that extra effort? How can I help you succeed? In fact, if that's all you did at a seminar, it was go to people who you knew could help you succeed and just walk up to them and start talking to them and say, well, that's really interesting. What's your business all about? And they tell you, and they say, well, that's interesting. This is what I do. How could I help you succeed? Is there something that we could do together that I could really help you with? And that's a great way to start. Because what that's going to do is you're going to build the relationships before you're asking them to promote for you. And that's the fundamental difference between recruiting affiliates and recruiting JV partners. With affiliates, you're just straight going to them and saying, hey, do you want to promote? Hey, do you want to promote? Hey, do you want to promote? Some of them will stick, some of them won't. And you're thinking, no big deal, because I don't want to spend all this extra time just to get somebody who has the capacity of making me one sale a month or one sale a year. It's not worth all the effort, and that's true. With these JV partners, one person can make a huge difference in your business. I have one partner who has made me tens of thousands of dollars over the past year. I'm glad that we built a relationship, obviously. He's made me a whole lot of money. I have another JV partner who also made me tens of thousands of dollars. So, you know what? These are what really make a big difference. And if you, now the question is, how can you help them succeed? That really depends. Do you have a list? If you have a list, then it's obvious. You know, I'd like to promote your product. Don't even ask for an exchange. Just say, I want to promote your product. And they'll say, okay, and then set up something with them and promote it, and then turn around and say, hey, would you mind promoting my product? That's one way to approach it. If you can think about how you can help them to succeed, then naturally you're going to build good relationships with these partners, and they're going to help you to succeed. Now, that, of course, requires a list if you're thinking about promotions, but I will be talking about other ways that you can help them succeed, even if you have zero people on your list. So let's talk about two different things right now. I want to first talk about strategies for marketers around your size, and then strategies for the big fish. So let's talk about both of these. And now the strategies for the marketers around your size can also work for the big fish if you can get them to agree. But we're going to be talking about some special things with what I've called the big fish. So let's start with the strategies for marketers around your size. Well, the first strategy, and one of my favorite, is doing teleseminars with them, and specifically doing interviews with them, going to them and interviewing them, hosting a great teleseminar, delivering great content, and then sell their product and use a what I call a domain name affiliate link, where you register domain name and then you just have it forward to their affiliate link. It costs you less than $10, and that way on a teleseminar you can avoid redirects, www.bbuinstitute.com/something.php. Instead, it's just a domain.com, and that's a lot easier to do on a teleseminar. And then you can take the recording of the teleseminar and you can sell it or you can give it away, which leads me to a bit of a story with the affiliate marketing formula. Once again, my first website that I created in the internet marketing niche. And what I did with the affiliate marketing formula is I started it and then I started recruiting affiliates, and it was a bit of a hard process. I only made a few $100s. But what I did is, as soon as I started making money, I checked my affiliate records, and I saw who it was that was making me money. And my top affiliate had made me a few $100s, so it wasn't even that much. But I contacted that person. I didn't even know who they were. I contacted them and said, hey, I noticed you made a few sales. Thank you very much. Would you mind if I asked you how you did it? And then he replies, and he says, yeah, this is how I did it. And so then I said, could we do a teleseminar together, where I promote your product, and then I'll offer this to my subscribers? Sure. So we hosted a teleseminar, I think within a week, and that's what we did. And I offered it to my subscribers, added value to my product, and he was happy because I got him a bunch of sales. And that product to this day is still sitting in the affiliate marketing formula, getting him more sales, getting him more traffic. And I did that 3 times, actually. A second person I noticed was getting me sales, so I contacted them. And the third person was getting me sales, so I contacted them. And that was a great way to start those relationships because those people then later on promoted more and more from my websites when they came out with other products, when I came out with relaunches and everything. I built that relationship with them of contacting them and saying, hey, could we do a teleseminar where I could promote your product? And that worked really well. And so that's a great way to start. Most likely, if somebody's making sales of your product, they most likely have a list, which means they probably have a product of their own, maybe something related. So contact them and say, hey, I noticed that you've been making me sales. That's great. I'd like to do a teleseminar with you so I can promote your product because, hey, you're doing me this favor. You're making me money. I think it'd be appropriate that I also turn around and promote your product, even though, you know, you're already making him money by giving him commission. Why not take it a step further? So that's a great way to do it. Or when you're just contacting a new joint venture partner, before you even think about having them promote your product, say, hey, I noticed that you're an expert on this. I think that would be wonderful for my subscribers of this. Enter in and mention your product, but don't tell them that you want them to promote it. Just kind of get that bug in their ear. I have this product, it's about this, and we have customers who have bought it, and I would love to interview you and add that as a bonus to my product. And in the interview, we'll talk about this subject, and then I want to promote your product so that my customers can buy your product through my affiliate link. Would you agree to that? A lot of people will agree to that. They'll say, sure, I'll do an extra teleseminar. I still get teleseminar requests to this day, and I usually agree to them. If somebody emails me and says, hey, I'd like to interview you about affiliate marketing, I don't even ask what size of their list because I don't care. If they have a list of a few hundred people, that's enough for me. I spend an hour of my time because if you think about it this way, if somebody's willing to do a teleseminar with me and they're willing to put in all the time of setting it up and all I have to do is show up for an hour or half an hour and talk about stuff I already know what to talk about, then I know that they're serious. And I know that even if they do mildly well and just add a few hundred people to their list and present that teleseminar just to a few hundred people over a year, that's going to get me some more exposure that was probably worth 1 hour of my time. So you just approach people and you let them know that, you know, I'm going to do this teleseminar, then I'm going to record it and transcribe it and sell it, or I'm going to give it away for free as a bonus to my list, and in that product we'll promote, or in that teleseminar we'll promote your product. So it's an excellent way to approach JV partners, as long as, of course, you're willing to do teleseminars. That's the big caveat here. If you're unwilling to do teleseminars because you just are frightened of them, well, that's not a good enough reason. You need to get over that. But if you're unable to do them for whatever reason, then obviously you're going to have to use your imagination and try out different things. So that's one of the strategies for marketing with other people. Another one, of course, something I've talked about before, is autoresponder swaps. You email somebody and say, I would like to promote your product forever. A nice, catchy subject line. Of course, make up your own because a lot of people use that subject line. But I'd like to promote your product forever. And then explain to them that you have an autoresponder series that you're currently promoting, and you'd like to add 1 or 2 emails promoting their product to your autoresponder series. That means that no matter how many people ever sign up, they will all get promoted their product. Say, which product would you prefer, this one, or this one? You know, list off all of the products that you know that they have. And then at the end, say, I would really appreciate it if you do the same for me. Would you be willing to add 1 or 2 emails to your autoresponder to promote my product? And I'll give you 50% commissions as well. And it's great because you're approaching them saying, how can I help you succeed? And of course, you're asking for a bit of reciprocity as well. Can you do this for me? So an autoresponder swap is great. Or even a broadcast swap is good as well. I'll promote you, you promote me. Not in the autoresponder, it's just a single blast out to the email list. You know, that's better than nothing, right? Anything you can get your partners to do, always remember that. Don't be tied to a certain technique. Don't say, I have to do teleseminars with them or else I do nothing. Or I'm going to approach them and ask for an autoresponder swap and that's it. If they say no, then I'm out of here. Or I'm only going to do broadcast swaps. Now, you don't want to do that. You need to be very flexible according to what the joint venture partner wants to do. I once emailed somebody saying, hey, do you want to do an autoresponder swap? And he replied and said, well, I don't really have an email list, but I'd love to put a link on my website to yours and in return for an autoresponder swap or an autoresponder email. And I said to him, sure, that sounds great. Because for one thing, I knew that his site was getting a lot of visitors every day. And another thing, it's a link. That's good for search engines. So I agreed to that. I put an email in my autoresponder promoting him, and they linked to my website. And that's another thing you can do. You can do link swaps. If you have a blog and they have a blog, then you can always say, hey, I'll link to your blog, you link to mine. That's called a link exchange. That's good for search engine optimization. But it's also good for building relationships with your JV partners because you're doing active things to help get them more traffic. And that works really well in the members areas as well. If you have a product that you're selling and after a person buys it, they register and there's a members area, just like you're familiar with this because pretty much every time you buy products from me, you end up in a members area where you download it or you listen live to the calls or whatever it might be. Well, you can have links in the members area. You can have advertisements there that you're willing to give to somebody else in return for whatever they're able to give you. A link back, a broadcast, an autoresponder email, to do a teleseminar with you, whatever it might be. And, of course, that leads on to other things like content swaps. For example, if you have an article, you can say to somebody else that has a really high traffic blog, hey, I have this really good article. I'd be willing to let you reproduce it for free on your blog exclusively. Nobody else gets to reproduce this article. All I ask for in return is a link at the bottom of the article. And it can even be an affiliate link. It doesn't even have to be a direct link. It can be your affiliate link. So you put the article on there with an affiliate link. That's all I like. That's all I want. So they get new content for their blog, plus they get to promote a program that has an affiliate that has commissions. And you, of course, get promoted, and you get a link to your website. So whatever you can do, just use your imagination. Just think, how can I really do something to help them succeed, and what could they do in return that'll help me succeed? Don't get stuck with one method. Don't think, okay, I'm going to contact 100 people. I'm going to ask them all how to do autoresponder swaps. Well, that's not going to be very effective because not all of them will be willing to do that. So you need to really work with them. When you look at somebody and you think in your mind, well, I'd really like to work with them, but I don't know if they're going to agree to work with me because I don't have hardly anybody on my list. Obviously, an autoresponder swap or a broadcast swap isn't really going to be much interest to them. So why not contact them to do a teleseminar? Why not contact them and offer an article or a link or something? Whatever you can do, just use your imagination. You need to be really creative in this in order to succeed. Otherwise, you're just going to blend in with every other marketer who is out there trying to achieve the same thing that you are trying to achieve. Okay. Now, the last thing I want to talk about for strategies for dealing with marketers around your size before we move on to strategies for the big fish is something that I came up with when I was working with Ruben. Ruben is another marketer that I work with. And he runs a site called JoomlaOwner.com. It's a site that teaches you how to make membership sites and ebook sites by using a free piece of software called Joomla. It's a really, really good program that he has going there. And we are on the phone and we are talking about how he can get more traffic to his website. And I was thinking about it, and I thought, you know, obviously JV partners, you want to do this, but how could he approach JV partners in such a way that it would be really, really effective? And that's when we came up with what I called supercharged teleseminar email promotional system. Now, don't worry if that sounds really complex. It's not actually very complex. It's a very straightforward system. There's a few technical things in there that you need to figure out how to do, but it is a very, very powerful system. And how powerful is the system? Well, I talked about it in the videos for the BBO traffic series. But in other words, Ruben and I did the system, but just a part of it. And we made thousands of dollars of sales, and we added close to 800 people to his list just from a couple of emails. We're just talking about something very simple effort, and he was able to make quite a bit of money, and so did I. And so the way that this works is it works really well for membership sites, where you charge a monthly amount, but it can work for any product. And that means, like, if you have an ebook that you're selling and you sell it, let's just take an example of something really simple. Let's say that you have a website that sells a $47 ebook. That's it. You have a $47 ebook, maybe it has a couple bonuses. And that's it. That's all you have set up. Well, you can still use this. And this is how it works. You're going to approach JV partners and you want to do a teleseminar with them. In fact, they don't even have to show up for the teleseminar. You're just going to do a teleseminar teaching people. You want to teach their list about fill in the blank, whatever you are trying to position yourself as an expert in. Health and fitness, you're going to teach them this new method of losing weight or this nutritional thing. If you're in some other niche, you're just going to teach them whatever it is that you are positioning yourself as the expert. If the JV partner is willing to do the teleseminar with you, great. If they're too busy, then just tell them, you know what, I'm just going to do it by myself, and all you have to do is get people on the call. That's it. So what this requires, though, is a bit of setting up. The first thing that it requires is a teleseminar registration page. And so you're going to create a squeeze page. I call it a fancy word like teleseminar registration page, but it's just a squeeze page. And you're going to have a separate list for each JV partner who agrees with this. And so you have a squeeze page for each JV partner. So for subscribers of Matthew Glanfield only, attend this live teleseminar this Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., whatever it might be. Usually works best in the evenings of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And if you're not available those evenings, you can just record the teleseminar beforehand and just play it at that time. And you can do that with a piece of software that I recommend if you go to bboteleseminar.com. bboteleseminar.com. That'll take you to our recommended teleseminar product that allows you to do that. And so it doesn't even matter if you're not available at that time. You can still record the teleseminar beforehand and play it. So anyways, what your goal is to get this JV partner to get as many people onto this teleseminar as possible for two reasons. One, first off, you're adding people to your list. If they get a few hundred people registered for this teleseminar, you've just added a few hundred people to your list. Because what you're going to do is you are going to automate it. You can do this with AWeber, or you can get that at bbomail.com, where what you do is you can set out automation that you have a main list. You just have one single main list, and it's single opt-in. And this main list, this is where you're going to have your entire list. Then you're going to have a second list for each, or a separate list for each JV partner. So let's say that John is one of your JV partners. So you put JV underscore John as the list name, or whatever, obviously. It has to be unique. And the automation is, when they are added to the JV partner list, they are added to the main list as well. And both of these are single opt-in. And the reason that they're single opt-in and not double opt-in is because they're coming from JV partners. So you know that they're already from the list and that they've already registered and verified there. So you don't have to worry about making everything double opt-in for this. And so they get added to the JV partner list. And on to that list, you keep emailing them daily to remind them about the teleseminar that's coming up and to give them sneak previews or talk about what you're going to be discussing. So let's say you do the teleseminar on a Thursday night. Then on the Monday, you get the JV partner to email their list to tell them about this teleseminar. And then you start emailing whatever little tiny list that they created, a few hundred people, or if they're really big, a few thousand people, or if they're really small, less than 100 people, it doesn't matter what size. You're going to email them to remind them and to get them excited about this teleseminar. If you can get the JV partner to agree to it, have them send out multiple emails. They can send out one on Monday, and one on Tuesday, and one on Wednesday, and one on the Thursday as well. The more you can get them to send out, the better. However, of course, like I said before, you need to be flexible. You need to be creative. If this person has a list of 500,000 people, don't push your luck by saying, hey, I need you to send out 4 emails. They agree to one email, and that's all they want to do, take it. Even if you just need to add 100 people to your list to make this worth your while. And you can use the same emails with every JV partner. And if you just do one of these a week, where you do the teleseminar every Thursday night, and it's the same one, you can just record it and just play the same one over and over and over again. So you don't even have to do it over and over and over again. Use the same emails, except just replace the JV partner's name. So, hey, this is for subscribers of Matthew Glanfield. This is for subscribers of John or of Bob or of Mike or whatever it might be, so that they realize that it's tailored to them and it's not just something that you're throwing out to everybody, so that they feel special in that they feel it's a special offer for them. And then get this JV partner to promote as much as they can to get as many people on that teleseminar as they can. And then you host a teleseminar, and you deliver great content. And you're just going to deliver all sorts of great content on this teleseminar. It should be about an hour long, and 90% of it is content. But then you're going to offer them something that they normally can't get. Now, this could be a few things. It could be a lower price. Say for the next 72 hours, you can get my $47 ebook for only $27. That could be one thing that you do. That's a good thing to do. A price reduction is always nice for people. But if you don't like the idea of reducing your price, then offer more. Say, if you buy the ebook within the next 72 hours, I'm also going to add on this bonus, whatever that bonus might be. And what's optimal is that you get the JV partner to provide some sort of bonus, if they can. Once again, be flexible, but it would be great if your joint venture partner could be the one to actually offer the bonus, maybe a product that they have that they're willing to throw in as well, because they make money from it as well, remember. They get the commission. So because of what you're doing is on the squeeze page, you're giving them the credit for it. You're somehow giving them the affiliate commission. And you can do this for an affiliate link or however else it might be. But anyways, so you're doing all of this, and then you offer that for 72 hours, and after the 72 hours is over, that you're done. Now, what happens is on this main list, you're then going to start sending them tips and tricks, because not everybody's going to have purchased your product. So you're going to treat them just like your main list. You're going to send them good, useful, free content to build that relationship. And that's it. That's all there really is to it. It's a pretty straightforward strategy where you do a teleseminar. If you just did one of these every week, it's not very hard to get one person to agree to these every week, especially when all they have to do is send out emails. They don't even have to show up for the teleseminar. And you can give them the option to. You can say, we can do it together, or I can just use the pre-recorded one that I have. Do this once a week. You add a few hundred people to your list every week just from these efforts, never mind all the other efforts that you're doing. And you're adding thousands of people to your list every month, and you're making thousands of dollars every month pretty quickly, right from the beginning. With Ruben, what we did is it's a $20 per month membership site, and he offered a lifetime membership. So it was a larger ticket item, but it was a great deal because it was a lifetime membership rather than continuing to pay on a monthly basis. So hopefully this gives you some ideas. And once again, you don't have to use that system exactly. Whatever you want to, just be creative. Okay, just quickly look at a question that was submitted. Okay, the question basically is, in reality, I believe 99% of people have less than 50 people on their list. I agree with that. And even if they didn't, the chances are they are also on the list of the big players. Is there enough room in the market to establish yourself? Most of the successful newbies seem to have the backing of established people already in the business. What are your thoughts? I agree. Most of the people that you see that are successful usually come in and are helped by some sort of big fish, one of the established people already in the business, especially if you're watching the internet marketing niche. A good example of this is Jeff Wellman. Jeff Wellman is Keith Wellman's father. Keith Wellman has a huge list, and Keith Wellman was backed by Mike Filsaim. And Mike Filsaim worked many years to build up to what he has right now. So you can do it like Mike Filsaim, and you can build up over many years and then have a huge business. Or you can do it like Keith Wellman, who was able to get Mike to promote for him because of certain circumstances, which I won't talk about here. Or Jeff Wellman, who is Keith's son, obviously has a little in, and he's able to get his son to help him. In fact, it was his son's idea in the first place. So the question is, what about everybody else? Are we able to do this? Or do you always have to have a huge, big fish marketer behind you? You don't have to. I'll tell you that right now. I was already successful before Mike promoted for me, but that just boosts me to the next level. So you can do it both ways. However, we're going to talk about in just a moment how you can make room in that market. And you know what? Is there enough room in the market to establish yourself? The answer is yes, absolutely. Now, if everybody in the market tried to do this, it obviously wouldn't work, but you are going to be successful because you're going to be one of those few people that actually apply what you learn. Think of it that way. Usually out of 100 people that I teach something, 2 or 3 apply it. And that's industry standard. 100 people that sign up for a course, anything, about 3% of them on average will actually apply what they learn. So even if 1 million people in a market learn a technique, out of those 1 million people, 30,000 are going to apply it. And that might sound like a lot, but there's 1 million people on that market, so there's room there. So just remember that if you are creative and take my ideas and even turn them into your own ideas, then you won't have any problem with this. In fact, it'll work quite well for you. Okay, so let's move on to probably the funnest part of this call, and that is the strategies for getting the big fish, for getting the big fish to promote for you. And then after that, I'm going to tell you how I got Mike to promote, because it's related to this last subject of this teleseminar call today. Now, first off, I just want to clarify that the methods from the other section will work here as well, just not as easily. That whole teleseminar process and everything like that, those will work with the bigger fish, but you have to really impress them and make it look like it's worth their while, because they're bombarded with JV requests every single day. And so you don't just want to become another JV request. So you could do that. You could just contact a bunch of them, and then hopefully something sticks, but it's not going to work quite as well. Now, if you already establish a relationship with a few of these marketers who are really going to help you out, then, you know, that's a whole different story. You've already found them. You've already contacted them. You've already developed those relationships. So that's not what I'm talking right now, how you can do that, how you can first make that first contact and build that relationship at first. And the way that you can do it, and this has to be very creative, so I want you to open your mind right now, and over today I want you to really think about how you can do this, is you're going to barter for promotions. Let's assume that you have a zero list or less than 100, something that's insignificant enough to really be able to offer a promotion. Let's say you don't have really enough people that any affiliate, even a small one, really care about getting a promotion from you, because it's just not going to make a difference. Let's assume that you don't even have a product. Let's assume that all you have is a squeeze page and a blog or something along those lines, maybe just a blog or maybe just a squeeze page. So the question is, how are you going to get them to promote you? Well, you have other things that you can offer. And the one thing that the larger marketers don't have enough of, that you probably have some to share, is time. Because as a marketer becomes more successful, the one commodity that they can never buy more of for themselves personally, obviously you can hire people, but they can't buy more time. So they always need people to help them out with certain things. And I know this because that's the case for me. And this idea partly was kind of spurred on by when I was talking to Todd Gross about this, and he told me how he got started, and he announced this on our 30-day formula call, actually. What he did is, he's a video expert. He is a weatherman. Now, most people aren't going to be video experts like him, but I'm going to tell you how this applies to you. And he went to people and offered to make videos for them, sales page videos and all sorts of things like that. And that worked really well. In fact, that's how we became partners. He came to me, and he offered to do a sales video for yoursqueezepage.com. And he did that. And in return, we both did some products together, and he's actually become one of my he's become my number one JV partner over the past year. And he just started out like a year ago. He just rocketed to success because he was willing to be really creative in how he approached people and how he got marketers to really promote for him. But obviously, that kind of skill, not a lot of people have. I would almost guess that nobody on this call is able to create videos like him, because it's a very unique skill. There's not a lot of people with the amount of skill that he has in creating videos, live videos, where he's actually standing in front of the camera and talking, and is convincing. But one thing that you can do, and pretty much anybody can do this, anybody that can learn to use Microsoft Word or email or some basic software programs out there, one thing that you can learn to do is Camtasia. This is at techsmith.com, T-E-C-H-smith.com. Camtasia is a piece of software. It's about $300 or $400. Great investment, though. I would strongly suggest getting it for making videos. It allows you to do screen capture, amongst many other things. So you can actually record the screen and talk into a microphone at the same time. And you can make very valuable videos. In fact, 99.9% of all the videos I've ever created have been created with Camtasia. And sometimes they're as simple as having a PowerPoint presentation that I record while I talk, and that is very effective. It's extremely effective. It's surprisingly effective ways of creating products and creating sales messages and everything else. And what you can do is learn Camtasia, then go out and contact these partners and say, hey, I notice on your sales page you don't have a video. I would love to make a Camtasia video for you. In fact, I already have. Here it is. You know, if you really want to go that one step further and put in a lot of time and effort, have the video already created for them so they can just look at it, so that there's no extra steps. There isn't a wait for a reply from them, and hopefully they even get your email in the first place. They might read it and just kind of delete it. But if the video is already created and they click on the link and and they see the video and they're impressed by it or semi-impressed, then they'll probably respond to you, especially if you've already put in the effort and they know that it's specifically for them. So make sales videos for them or buy their ebook and offer to make some videos that teach the principles in the ebook. And that offers that content in a different format. They offer to do something like that. That is extremely valuable. I know if somebody came to me and said, hey, I noticed this one sales page doesn't have a video. Here's a video I created, and I looked at it, and it was good enough. That's important, though, and obviously you don't want to just create junk for them. I would be very happy to work with them, be more than happy to promote for them. I'd almost feel obligated to do something with them because of all the work they've put in for me. So I'll tell you that right now. That's an excellent strategy right there. Now, that's just one. If you can come out with your own, it doesn't have to do with anything with video. Just something that you can do to help them out. In other words, work for them for free. Not as an employee, but more as an outsourcer. Somebody that they get to do something for them. And here's a list of ideas of things that you can do. It's by no means inclusive because I don't know everything that you could do for a marketer. It really depends on the marketer and what they need. And it depends on your market as well. There might be different things that you can do. You can, for one thing, be a traffic broker. You can say to them, hey, I'll work on submitting your articles and getting links to your website and dealing with your affiliates and working with your JV partners and all of that to get more traffic to your site. You could do article spinning. It's a wonderful thing that allows you to take articles and change some of the words in it so that it becomes unique content for the search engine. You can say, hey, I'll do that. It's drudgery work, and you know that they're not going to want to do it. And you might be thinking, well, then why do I want to do it? Well, to get promotions from them, to get them to actually promote your website. If you're a web designer, offer to do web design for them for free. If you're a graphic designer, offer to do graphic work for free. Not everybody has those skills, but that's fine. You could offer to do customer support for free. Now, anybody, pretty much anybody, can do customer support. Go to them and say, hey, I'd love to do customer support for you for a couple months or for 6 months in exchange for a few promotions or in exchange for help on this project that I'm doing. I'll do it for free. I will work X number of hours per day, 1 or 2 hours a day. Obviously, you don't want to make it a full-time job. I'll work 2 hours a day for you. All I would like from you is we do a teleseminar together and you promote my product. Whatever. You come up with the terms. You come up with what you want to do. Be creative. And that's valuable. If somebody offered to do my customer support, right now I pay about $200 a week for customer support. So if you did that for 6 months, that would be worth about $5,000 for me. Do you think I'm willing to do a promotion in return, or maybe a teleseminar and a promotion in return for $5,000 worth of work? Absolutely. Or if the big, big fish probably have their own seminars. So the seminar people, the people that actually run the seminars, approach them at the seminar and say, hey, when are you doing your next seminar? Can I volunteer? I'd like to help out. And if they say, well, how? I say, whatever way you need. I can be the person at the desk doing the registrations. I could be the person helping with the audio equipment, if you know anything about that. I can be a door greeter. Whatever you need me to do, I will do it for free. You don't even have to pay for my plane ticket or my hotel fees. I'll just volunteer. Because I'll tell you right now that seminars, they always have volunteers. And the volunteers always get to know the seminar promoter, the person that's putting on the seminar. That's an excellent way right there for you to really get to know them and for them to know you and build that relationship. You can even tell, you could just volunteer and not have anything done in return and just build that relationship. And then afterwards say, hey, I'm doing this project. Would you help me out with it? Would you be willing to promote? And most likely they'll say yes. If you're a video expert, you can do video work for them. Just like I said, if you're an audio expert, if you know how to do audio editing, offer to do audio work for them. Say, hey, I'll record your teleseminars for free and I'll even edit them and I'll add music and I'll break them up into 20-minute segments. Affiliate management is the one I already mentioned, but to go a bit further into that, you can say, I'll go out and recruit affiliates. Any work that you can think that they probably wouldn't want to do or don't know how to do that you do, that's a great way for you to go out and get these big fish to promote for you. So hopefully this is getting you excited because you're realizing, finally, this is a way for you to get backed by the big marketers. That you barter for those promotions. You don't go to them and say, hey, I'll promote your product for life. they don't care. They know that if you have a list of a few hundred people, you're not going to make a big enough difference to really make it worth their while. So do something that does make a difference. And you're going to stand out, by the way, if you do this. Because even if I taught this concept to 10, 50,000 people, a lot of them are just not going to do it. They're not going to get around to it because it requires more than pressing a button. It requires more than sending an email. It requires some thought. It requires some effort. It requires some creativity. But you want to know what? If you really want to be a successful entrepreneur on the internet, you need to be creative. You need to be hardworking. And this is a perfect way to prove that's what you are doing. For those of you that are just going to discard this and just try AdWords or something and that's all you're going to do, well, I can promise you something. You'll most likely never be successful. And this is a way for you to stand out from the crowd, to really make a difference in your business, is by thinking outside the box and thinking, how can I get these big marketers to promote for me? Obviously, my list is useless. It's not big enough. I don't really have any established expert status. They probably don't even want to do a teleseminar with me. So what can I do? Well, think, put yourself in their minds and their situations and say, what would they love for somebody to come forward and offer to do for them? What do they never have time to do? Or even if they did have time to do, wouldn't do it anyways because they just don't want to do it. And then offer to do that. If you did that for a full year with a couple different marketers, I could promise you some huge success by the end of the year of having them work for you or having them help you out with your products and your promotion. That leads to the last question. How did I get Mike Filsaime to promote for me? How did he promote for me? And this is the last way that I'm going to suggest that you can also get a big fish to promote for you. This doesn't always work, though. But I'll tell you the way that I did. I did what I call buying in to a JV. I bought into it. He had a product that he was selling at the time, and one of the bonuses for buying this product, and it cost $1,500, was an email to his list. That's it. I spent the $1,500, didn't care about the product I was getting, simply for that bonus. $1,500 to get him to email to my list. Was it worth it? Well, I already told you how much it made. $18,000 plus who knows how much more because of how much of a catalyst that was to the rest of my business. Probably accounts for $50,000 to $100,000. Was that worth $1,500? Absolutely. Once again, be creative. If you see opportunities arise, take them. Do whatever you can to make it succeed. But you need to stand out. You need to be creative. And that is the main strategy, the thing that I really wanted to talk about on today's call. But something as simple as that, that can make all the difference to your business and with promoting with joint venture partners. Now, that concludes the main training for this call. Hopefully just that one tip for bartering for promotions will make the biggest difference in your entire business. I believe that if you just apply that one thing, this whole traffic series will have been worth your time. It'll have definitely been worth your time because it's going to make a tremendous difference in the business that you are creating. Now, if anybody has any questions, just go ahead and put them into the Q&A form. And I'll just answer whatever questions there are, and then we will finish. Of course, we're going to have a Q&A call this Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. I don't see any questions in there yet. I'm just going to wait about 30 seconds. I know there is a slight delay. Okay, it doesn't look like we have any questions. So I'm going to end the call here. Thank you very much for attending our BBO Traffic Series call. Hopefully this is of use to you. And take action on it as soon as you can so that you can see success in your business. I wish you the best of luck.